In June 1992, Leslie Delk, as part of the post-conviction process, filed an application for a hearing to determine mental competency in the District Court of Pontotoc County. Bill Peterson filed an objection, and the court denied the request. This denial was immediately appealed to the Court of Criminal Appeals, where it was upheld. In July, she filed an extensive application for post-conviction relief. Her claims were based primarily on the voluminous records of Ron's mental health, and she argued that his lack of competency should have been addressed at trial. 2 months later, post-conviction relief was denied, and Leslie appealed again to the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. Not surprisingly, she lost again. The next step was a routine and hopeless appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A year later, it issued a perfunctory denial. Other routine filings were made, more routine denials were entered, and when all state remedies were exhausted on August 26, 1994, the execution of Ron Williamson was set by the Court of Criminal Appeals for September 27, 1994. He had been on death row for 6 years and 4 months. After 2 years of freedom, Greg Wilhoit was dragged back into a courtroom to once again face charges of murdering his wife. After he left McAllister, he settled in Tulsa and tried to reestablish something close to a normal life. It was not easy. He carried emotional and psychological scars from his ordeal. His daughters, now 8 and 9 years old, were being raised by some friends from church, two school teachers, and their lives were quite stable. His parents and sisters were supportive, as always. His case had gathered some attention. His trial lawyer, George Briggs, had mercifully passed away, but not before having his license to practice revoked by the state. Several prominent criminal lawyers contacted Greg and wanted to represent him. Lawyers are attracted to cameras, like ants to a picnic, and Greg was amused to see so much interest in his case. But it was an easy choice. His pal, Mark Barrett, had won his release, and Greg was confident he would now win his freedom. During his first trial, the most damaging evidence was the testimony of the state's two bite mark experts. Both told the jury that the wound on Kathy Wilhoit's breast had been left there by her estranged husband. The Wilhoit family found a leading bite mark expert, Dr. Thomas Krause of Kansas. Dr. Krause was stunned at the discrepancies between Greg's dental impression and the actual wound. The two were drastically different. Mark Barrett then sent the bite mark to 11 nationally renowned experts, many of whom usually testified on behalf of the prosecution. They included the FBI's top bite mark consultant and the expert who testified against Ted Bundy. The verdict was unanimous. All 12 bite mark experts concluded that Greg Wilhoit had to be excluded. The comparisons were not even close. At an evidentiary hearing, an expert for the defense identified 20 major discrepancies between Greg's teeth and the bite mark and testified that each one conclusively excluded Greg. But the prosecutor pushed on and insisted on a trial, which quickly became a farce. Mark Barrett successfully excluded the state's bite mark experts, then destroyed the credibility of the DNA man called by the state. After the prosecution rested, Mark Barrett made a forceful motion to dismiss the evidence presented by the state and direct a verdict in favor of Greg Wilhoit. Then the judge called for a recess, and they went to lunch. When they returned, and when the jury was back and the courtroom was settled, the judge, in a rare move, announced that the motion would be granted. The case was dismissed. "Mr. Wilhoit," he said, "you are now a free man." After a long night of celebrating with his family and friends, Greg Wilhoit raced to the airport the next morning and flew to California, never to return to Oklahoma unless it was to visit his family or fight the death penalty. 8 years after Kathy's murder, he was finally a free man. By chasing the wrong suspect, the police and prosecutors had allowed the real killer's trail to grow cold. He has yet to be found.